Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've got a dude here that we need to talk to that's got some sort of... Steve, I can already tell is going to be on the wrong side. It's sort of an indecent proposal as it relates to them getting married.
Okay.
There's a little bit of an ultimatum on the table. Don't we love that word? Right. Jeffrey?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Tell us what's up.
Hey, yeah, okay. So I just recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
Right, thank you. And I am super excited about it. Super excited to marry my fiance. But there have been a few troubles along the way with my to-be in-laws, specifically with her dad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's the owner of this kind of big name business in our area. And he wants me to take their surname, their last name.
Oof.
Which, right off the bat, very weird for me. Just hadn't expected that when I made the proposal. And two, he wants my fiance and I to run the business under that surname far into the future. Like, my struggle is that it's an incredible offer, right? Like, he wants to hand down his business to us, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's like where I see my life going. You know, one and two. Am I about to take my wife's surname? I don't know.
Is that an issue for you?
A male masculine type of thing, or?
I don't know. Maybe I have to think about that. It's just something I didn't expect so much. The fact that it's coming as a surprise. I've never heard of that before. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never heard of anyone. I've heard of people doing hyphenated names, right? But yeah. I've never heard of someone taking their wife's last name.
Does she have a better last name than you? Is it cool sounding? Is it flow with Jeffrey?
her last name's Carmichael, so I don't know.
Jeffrey Carmichael? Yeah.
That sounds like somebody already...
Bad.
To inherit an empire, a business?
Yeah, I think...
Not a bad last name.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, but here's the other thing is... I kind of had an idea of where my career was going.
Yeah.
Outside of her family business. And I know that this is like an opportunity that a lot of people would kill for. But I just don't know. Like, if I do that, I'm stepping into his shoes forever. Mm. You know, like, I mean, maybe I'm just being crazy, but I don't know that I signed up for that when I signed up to marry my wife, you know?
That makes sense.
So, does she want the family business? Is this where she sees her life going? Or was this kind of thrown at her as well?
I'm having a hard time getting a read on whether or not this was something that she knew was coming or not, which, you know, is something that we should probably talk about. But
she wants it.
She has pitched it to me as an incredible opportunity, right? Like, because it seems the way her dad sort of pitched it to me was, this is an incredible gift that I'm giving you so long as you take our last name.
So you're summing that up perfectly, because I was trying to figure out how to say it to Steve, because he's got this body language right now that is like, no-brainer, free business.
Right.
But name means nothing.
It's a label.
But it's a control.
Yeah, but what kind of precedent does that set?
Yeah.
So if you do this, then what's next?
I don't know. I hate that slippery slope thing.
Godfather-esque.
He's like, I want to give you a gift if you meet the following requirements.
Right.
And it's like, how about you just give me the gift? Just right. It's either a gift or it's not. And what difference does it make whose name is on the deed? I don't.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a requirement to get the business. I also don't think it's weird for you to take your wife or your fiance's last name if that was something you want to do. But then for him to push this on you and be like, don't turn this opportunity down. Oh, by the way, I'm in control of your life now. Change your name.
Right.
Like that is where my issue comes in. Like you don't get to tell. What if I don't want your business?
Yeah. Can I ask another
real quick,
Jeffrey, is your father alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay. How do you think he's going to take it that you're.
My son's a good businessman. That's how he's going to take it.
That you're dumping the family name. Like, the bloodline ends here.
What,
like,
you from royalty?
Thank you. Steve is, like, more modern on this than any of us. He's like, whatever's a cooler name, let's do that.
Whatever sounds
I'm best. With you on that.
Yeah.
How would your dad take it?
I mean, it's not a conversation we've had, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think it's any of his business, you know, one, right off the bat. And two, it would more be for me. You know, I would like my kids to have my last name.
Stop rolling your eyes, Steve!
I know this is big news.
I don't know why it matters to me. I can't say why.
But
it's some antiquated instinct in my body. Mm-hmm. I recognize the disdain with which Amber looks at me for forcing my wife to take my last name.
If it was a hyphenated names thing, I'm fine. Our kids can have hyphenated names. I don't care. It's just the idea that, like, her dad wants to erase my surname. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just being way overreacting, but it just feels like a lot of pressure over a thing that I shouldn't have to decide.
And he's kind of telling you, not really asking you. Yeah, and
on the plus side, the name doesn't suck.
Right. So there's that.
Was like,
it's a brand too. So.
It's
his last name is not.
Well, we don't know. You don't have to, Jeffrey. Hang on. Don't move. We're going to get you some advice. You do it in a heartbeat because you hate your name. And you don't believe it means anything, right,
Steve? I've had 80 names by this time in my life. So to me, it's just a label. I have no qualms about changing it. And I don't understand why men get married. I get it, dude. It's like some antiquated thing. But if her name sounds better, who cares? So I know it's a pain in the ass to change your name, too.
It's not.
It is. Oh.
It's not that bad. It's a couple pieces of paperwork.
Yeah, but then you got to do it on your credit cards and your banking and your this and your that. You don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it. You want to know why? Because I'm a man.
Oh, okay. God.
There it is.
So should Jeffrey do it? I
could you do it for a little while?
I just think the father-in-law is overstepping, and it sounds like his fiance was in on it. Was like, Dad, 100%. Just do
this. She wants to remain Ashley Carmichael or whatever her name is.
That's a good name. And you know darn well, Amber just said it, kind of, that father-in-law is going to ride Jeffrey every, don't screw my business. Well, it's your business, but he's just going to be on this guy all the time.
You give somebody, I know it doesn't mean anything, it's a name, but if you give somebody the power to change something fundamental about you, you're surrendering your, I am struggling to, we used to rename slaves. I know it's a terrible analogy. But it's like, we called them something else. You lose. I remember watching Roots. You're not Kunta Kinte anymore. You're just Toby. Like, we took their. And it's like, it's not comparable to slavery. But at the same time, he's stripping him of identity. It's a power thing.
And if you're right,
it is a power thing.
If you want the shiny thing over here, do this little thing over here.
Very manipulative. And not good. It's not a good way to start out in a marriage.
It's not.
For sure.
He might want to rethink even being. They might just run away and be off by themselves.
Doesn't sound like she wants to do that. She's like, this is a great opportunity, babe.
And that dad has been grooming her probably to take over this empire. So he's going to deny her birthright.
Well, then you run the business. I'll be over here with my last name, doing my thing. My life path is this way. You do whatever you want with your family name and business.
So,
right?
right?
Am I antiquated with the name thing? Probably, but Jeffrey just needs to know, should he take their family name, surrender control of something that he has to get a free business or not? Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I consult businesses for a living. I have for over 15 years. There is zero correlation between the last name on the manifest matching the name of the company. It matters not at all.
What?
So if he wants his son-in-law to manage the company, then he just needs to have his son-in-law manage the company. But changing his last name so that an officer, an executive of the company matches the company name holds no bearing for the success of the company. It's a huge power move on the dad side.
Perfect. It is.
Yeah.
He power just move. Wants it to be.
That is exactly what it is. A power move.
Yeah.
I still have control.
Yep.
Yeah, but I look at the Ford company who went to Ford the second. It is that handed down to Ford. They kept the name consistent, and it was like.
But if Jim Williamson is the head of Ford right now, it's still Ford.
You're right. And you know what? Can anybody really name who the head of Ford is?
I have no idea.
So you're right. It's not going to be a Ford. Do we really care? We're still going to buy that.
But you're also right. Like, there's been a Disney at the head of Disney forever. Is Roy finally out?
Yeah, he was years ago, but you're right.
They kicked it down to another kid, another kid, another kid. So it did matter, but...
Hey, Patrick, if you started your own business and you would name it after your last name or you would not, or how would... Yeah.
In fact, there are some laws that say you probably shouldn't versus LLC protection coverage to separate yourself from the company versus extra liability.
So if
the wife doesn't want to change her last name, more power to her.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that too.
You're allowed to do that. But Patrick, as a consultant, free business for a name change, would you do it? Whether he needs to or not, the father-in-law is misguided. The kid doesn't have to have his name. Would you do it? Because Steve posed that to Amber and I, and we both put our hands up.
Yeah.
Would you do it for a free business?
On the personal family end, not a chance in the world. On the business end, absolutely.
Okay.
So
okay.
Which wins, your head or your heart?
There it is.
Thank you for the call. Mike?
Yai.
What do you think?
I'm going to give you the father's perspective because my son just got engaged on Christmas Eve, and he is wanting to change his name to her last name because he's embarrassed by my brothers and his cousin.
Oh, family embarrassment. Not because your last name is hard or doesn't flow and hers does. Yeah, it just sounds cooler.
No,
okay.
She's got a great family. Her dad is awesome. But the thing is, my son is a junior.
Oh.
And we had a quick phone call prior to him going to the city where she's from to ask for permission for her hand. And it was a quick 5-minute phone call, and I was devastated. So he's also got to think about what his father and his family is going to feel when he does this. So it's not just what her dad or she's going to want. It's how his dad, because they gave him that name when he was born. And my son was given my name as well as a junior when he was born.
And now you're butt hurt. You don't sound like you're butt hurt, but you were... You're not on board with this at all.
Well, now he's talking more about hyphenating, but I was when I first heard I was almost boycotting the wedding, because I was hurt. I cried on my way to work the next couple of days because it just devastated me. Because I gave him my name.
It's just nothing personal, though. I mean, it's just a label. It's just a moniker.
It's very personal to Mike, though.
It is. But when you have a junior, who actually is. With me, he acts like me. He looks like me. Everything about him is just a mini me, and it killed me. And this happened over a month ago, so I've had some time to come to grips with it. I knew prior to the engagement, you know, when he popped the question. So I've had a little bit of time. So I wouldn't say I'm 100% on board, but I'm going to support my son in his decision.
Okay,
it's just not an easy thing.
To use your words,
feelings are going to get hurt.
It's not a victimless crime. Yeah. Like, thank you for the call, Mike. Can I ask you a question, Steve? And I don't know if it's too personal.
Yeah.
You don't care about your name, and you've said that. You were going to take the last name of the one girl you lived with and stuff.
Quinn, yeah. It would be great to be
If your
Quinn.
Father were alive, do you think he would be hurt by that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I do not know that.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I think he would.
My father gave me his name and my name. Is he going to be devastated when I change it? Women have been...
But it's more tradition for the girl to change her name.
We're living
so
in a
non-traditional
world these days.
Can I ask Amber something real quick?
Yeah.
Let's say... Okay, so he wanted his son's son to be the third.
Right.
You're already predestining that kid's name. She's
yeah,
not going to have
you
a say.
Can't force
Mom's
that.
Not going to have a say right. in that? That's
yeah.
bull.
You can't force a third.
Yeah, you can't
definitely
force
can't
that
force a third.
Because you would want to have a say in the name in your own...
Yeah, it's like you're not naming him... Mike the third. You can't.
Okay.
I'm curious. There's
right.
no
that's,
way to know, but your dad being from the Dakota farm country, I feel like he'd be like, what are you doing, man? Sorry. What do you think about this?
What's up, guys? I'm glad you took my call, man. I just wanted to give the fellow on the other side of the phone just a little advice. Like, here's an angle that you probably didn't think about. This guy's probably not really worried so much about changing the name. I think he's more worried about your response to the request. So, like, he's more worried about you standing your ground and keeping your name.
Oh.
And then that would make you more of a man to take on his only daughter's life for the rest of her life.
Never.
You know,
that actually gave me chills.
Yes.
Wow,
if
Andrew.
That's an actual test, this guy's awesome.
Are you going to run my business into the ground, or are you going to stick up for what you want?
Wow.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.